Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we just lift our hands where we are and just worship Him, praise Him, and just honor Him? Let's give God praise. Let's just give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. All right. So we're just going to spend some time worshiping. So I'm going to leave us with one of our worship services. Okay. So I want you to flow with it, you know, pray in tongues with it and just flow with it, all right? So I just want you to just stay with it and just let it bless you, let it pray, you know, just flow with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let's take this song together. Say, oh. Don't be there is no one. Sing it to Him from your heart. Say all by one. God be a CEO. Only you, Jesus. Only you can do this thing. Again, come on, sing it out. Say, all bow, we worship you, Jesus. Yeah, only you can, yeah, can do this thing. There is so we say, I repeat, arise. Yes, you are Aribiti Elatobiju. Sing it again, say Aribiti. Hey, Elatobiju. Lift your voice, say Aribiti. Arabata. Sing it again, Aribiti. Somebody that cleaned this house this morning. Elatobiju. Hey, Aribiti. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Bigger than the biggest, yeah. Come on, somebody, sing it. Aribiti. Arabata. Elatobiju. One more time. Say Aribiti. Arabata. Elatobiju. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hey, so we say, oh, Lua. Come on, somebody say, sing it and say, oh, ain't I bid you, yeah. We call you Jesus. Somebody sing it again. Say, Hallelujah. Your greatness, no one can match your power. Aribiti, yeah, and she lands up with you. Yeah, oh, Shena Bayana Yana Yana Gana. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Shelly Mana Yana Yana. Somebody worship him this morning. Somebody worship him this morning. Somebody worship him this morning. Come on, he wants the worship from your lips. Scripture says the fruit of my lips giving praise to him. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship the name. Sing like now, yeah. Say, Lord, I worship. Anybody like that in this house this morning? Lift your voice. Say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yeah, oh, my soul. From generations to generations, your praise I will declare. Your praise I will declare. Somebody lift your voice, say, bless the Lord. Oh, my worship. We worship your name, Jesus. Come on, somebody, sing like never before. Whoa, my soul. Lord, I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name. Come on, everybody, all over this house this morning, say, bless the Lord. Worship him this morning. Come on, lift it up to him. Say, I worship your holy name, Jesus, and I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna declare and sing like never before. Yeah, yeah. I worship your holy name. Let's lift up our hands and say, Lord, I worship. Come and lift it up to him all over this house tonight. Just lift it up to him and just sing it. Just enjoy his sweet presence in this house this morning. Come on. Lord, I just put your focus, put your gaze on him. Shut your eyes if you can and lift up your voice. Say, Lord, I worship you. I'm not going to look at what I'm facing. I'm not going to look at what happened to me. I'm just going to focus on you and say, Lord, I'm not going to think about that situation I left back at home. I'm not going to think about what I thought is going to happen. I'll just say, Lord, yeah. Lord, I rest. Shirabayeliyana, karadasa datariyana ya. Jeleveni karade. Cause here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether to say, I will worship you forever. Anybody like that? Declare tonight. Say, I will worship you forever. Love you. I know a God whose mercy full and kind. He's faithful and gracious. Sing it again. Say, I know a God whose mercy is faithful and gracious. Now somebody declare with excitement in your heart. Say, I am, yeah. Bible says he's mindful of us. The thought that fills his heart, yeah. Come on, somebody needs to say that again and again. Say, I am the apple of his eyes, yeah. Hey, that the communication of our faith is effective by acknowledging all that is in us in Christ. Sing it again. Hear yourself sing it again. Who are you? I'm the apple of his eye. Hey, he loves me. He loves me. Fills his heart. Why should I stand as the one blessed? Because I am the apple of his eye. Love his eye. The thought that fills his heart. He doesn't stop thinking of me. Hey. Now let us declare. Let us declare. Say he loves me. And was patient. Running back into his arms. Hey, even when I stepped away, he loved me. He loved me. Say, he loved me. Even when I run him, he doesn't count it against me. He still waits for me. Hey, and when I came back, see how, yeah. Somebody declare tonight. See how, yeah. He turned my life. He turned my life. His glory. Lift up your voice and let us declare. Say, I will. Stressing enough. I will wish. Lift up your hands. Come on. Say, I will. Lift it up to him in this house. Come on now. Come and lift it up to him. You say you worship. It's a sign of worship. All that men pray. All that men worship everywhere. Lifting up holy hands. Come on now. Just get lost in this house this morning. Say, I will worship you, yeah.
We could just, you know, just keep praying in tongues if that's what you've been doing. Just keep that atmosphere of worship if that's what you were also doing. Ey la balaba si shege bondo go bo si belele be shabala la ba she gabala la ba sha. Ey menonon fra raga bo she gabala la ba. We worship you belele bo sha. Ne gabala la bo she menene mon fredo lo bo su veri gidi shabala la ba sha. Ne ke bondo go boro bo she abala la ba ye ke bo she. Ata ta 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 manana mon fredo lo bo so verisca. Menfrado sufide shigabadaba. Oh, imanando gobo shivia vede boshe. Kiria rigia yegebo shivia badabashe. Marie bedebo shigebe shigebede bond. Marie shigebo shigebede bo yibadaba. Marie shivia shaba. Marie shigia shigebo shibadaba. Marie shigebo suvenendo gobo shigaba shigebo. Digaba shigebo shigaba shigebo. Fidanena mon digaba la labashe. Mando gobo shigebo shigebede bo shibada labaya. Nene nene bon fredo dobo shiava santa labashe. Mancoro bo si avala labo shigebeshe. Oh, we give you praise. 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 Hey, with the fruit of our lips, we give thanks to your name. With the fruit of our lips, we give thanks to your name. With the fruit of our lips, we give thanks to your name. Kelabosha talagabasha. Kelebo rabasanta lagaban yekebo shabalalabaya. Nekebo savolekebo finenemo shigeverede bosha. Mankorobo shigia varagabo shabalalaban yekebo sha. Mandololobo shigeverede boshe gebosha. Mendagaba shegebo fradaraba shigabando gobosha. Mando gobo shigeverede boshe gevesha. Ah, yegabo shegebo shagaba shigaba. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, guys. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to an exciting, exciting service. Welcome to a great day. Welcome. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful day for us. Yes, I always say it because it is. You have to say what the word says. And even if you don't know what to say, the word says you have what you say, right? Mark 11:23, at least say that one. You know, knowing that one would help you, you know, to better just stick with the word. You know, just say what the word says. And, you know, Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20, a man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips. It will be filled. Proverbs 18 verse 20. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. A man's belly will be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips. His belly will be filled. So if you want a filled belly, a satisfied life, keep talking. Is it all about talking? Nope. But talking has a lot to do with it. All right. If we say it's usually, talking doesn't have anything to do with it, then why did God speak in Genesis? And God made man also to be a speaking spirit like himself. So God speaks, man speaks. All right. And then the 21st verse of the same Proverbs 18 says death and life are in the power of the tongue. All right. So we understand that those two forces can be easily released by the power of the tongue. And James is teaching us that also in chapter 3. So just learn. Bible says you have what you say. So don't say what you have. Don't describe your experiences. Define your experiences. All right. Don't describe them. You know, most times just say, this is what I have. This is what I'm going through. This is what's happening. I'm just facing reality. Yes, maybe if you're trying to explain something to someone who needs to know, yeah, there's a way you say it. Faith doesn't deny the facts. All right. But like I've taught before, please know where to put the but. All right. You could say, things have not been going the way I want them to go, but I know the path of justice, shining light, or but I know things are working out for my good. So you put the but right after the negative statement, not after the good one. You don't say, well, I know the Bible says by stripes I'm healed, but man, my whole body's been aching. I need to say how it is. I need to say how it is. All right, because your words locate you. Your words locate you. Your words, they define you. Your words, you know, they describe you. It's better to say nothing than to say the wrong thing. It's far better to say nothing than to say the wrong thing. And of course, it's much more better to say the right thing than just say nothing. All right, but far better than saying the wrong thing is just hold on. Keep the vocabulary of silence. Maintain your confession. And then when you get yourself well adjusted, you say the right thing. Praise God. So don't just describe your situation. Define your situation. Don't just describe your day. Define your day. Define it.
at the end of the day, someone is asking, maybe a loved one, you know, a spouse, a friend, so how did your day go? Don't just say, man, it's so frustrating. This lockdown, if someone is not careful, a person can run mad. Ah, this lockdown, they run person mad. This lockdown, man, I'm just so bored. I'm bored to stupor. I can't take it anymore. One more week, I can even faint. I mean, dear Lord. And then, except you've forgotten the fact that your angels are standing there at attention, waiting for the things you want to say. All right? Someone says, but things are not changing. There's enough scripture. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. All right? Count it all joy. And don't get to a point where you feel, I don't want to hear the Bible. Nobody should quote Bible to me right now. All right, I won't. I'll just say one more. The just shall live by faith. All right? It means you live by the word. That's what you live by. Yes, I know those feelings, all right? You know, but you have to tell yourself, if anything knocks you down, get back up again. That's who you are. All right? That's who you are. Don't forget the case of David in 1 Samuel 30. After they had cried, him and the men, he reminded himself, all right, of the right thing to do. And Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. So yeah. So even when that thing gets a hold of you, don't let it pull you down and keep you down. Get back up again. That's who you are. You're the righteous man that might fall and get back up on his feet. That's who you are. That's who he has. So don't wallow, you know, in that sinking sand of despair. Don't stay there. Describe, you know, to the extent to which you should, but end up at the end of it defining the situation. Define the day. Name it. Count it. To count also means to name, to consider. Name it joy. Call it joy. Oh, but it was a horrible day. No light. In fact, we did vigilante in my area. Yeah, those things are not palatable at a time like this. But don't end up saying what everybody says. The Bible says you will not fear their fear. You will not say confederacy when they say confederacy. All right? You define it. You define yours. You describe yours. And maintain your confession. Keep a solid front. You know? Don't forget, the Bible says affliction arises for the sake of the word. You know, when the sun is high, that's when you know which plant is properly rooted and well nourished and the one that is not. So the way we behave in adverse conditions, in challenging times, tell a lot about us. You know, tell a lot about us. You remember that verse from Book of Proverbs that says, if you faint in the day of adversity, it means your strength is small. So we need to encourage ourselves, all right, that we are not poor specimen. No, we're well taught or well trained. And yes, even if you stumble, part of the training is when you stumble, get up, all right? So it's still part of the training. So get back up again. All right, get back up on your feet. Are you there? Are you there now? Come on, are you there now? Are you back on your feet right now? Do I get a yes? All right, so let's just have a great time. You know, so I'll jump in again for the next about 30 minutes into what we've been building on the love walk. Why is this so important? Because it's the emblem of the believer. It's our life, our lifestyle, our logo. It's the logo of the church. You know, it's our logo, it's who we are, and then we just have got to learn to put, you know, the word of God in perspective, all right? So we'll begin from Romans and chapter 5, you know, Romans 5, very, very interesting. I know you know it, you could quote it, it's Romans 5:5, but I just want us to read it tonight. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. You remember what we began a few weeks ago, all right? Faith, hope, and love, right? The three forces from 1 Corinthians 13 and 13, all right? 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, now abided these three, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these, you know, is love. I remember the Yoruba version, you know, song of it when we're young, you know. So, and then you keep singing, if I love to be you, if I love to be you. Anyway, so the greatest of these is love. So Romans 5, and 5. And those songs are beautiful. You know, they just help you memorize Bible verses. You know, when you're singing, Korintikini, Oriketala, Eseiketala, Mokboro koninu bibeli, Ifelo tobiju. Alright, so basically saying 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, I heard a word in the Bible, it says love is the greatest. So I guess we really need to come up with more songs that help, you know, us all, you know, to memorize vital aspects of the Bible. Praise God. So Romans chapter 5 and verse 5 says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, right, which is given unto us." Now, the dimension of love I've talked about in the last 2 weeks thereabout is us communicating and expressing love to others. But this cannot be effectively and very properly communicated without us even understanding what we have received. All right? What we have received. For instance, I'll show you something, you know, in Ephesians. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 of Ephesians. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." This is a clear contrast from Mark 11:25, you know, which says, when you stand praying, forgive, so that your heavenly Father may also forgive you. So pre-new creation, right? The it was conditional. It what they were taught, when you forgive, then you are forgiven. New creation, New Testament, the gospel is clear as to the fact that you are now to forgive just as you've been forgiven now. So our standard of love is no longer society. Our standard of love is no longer ourselves. Our standard of love is no longer the people around us. Our standard of love is God. Now that, you and I would agree, is a very, very high standard. All right? That's humanly impossible. Very, very impossible. And that's why we began from Romans 5:5. That says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that has been given unto us. So God is not expecting you to love this love or to walk this love road, you know, by your energy, by your, it's stressful. So most times we really, really get frustrated, you and I, when we try to do it by ourselves. No, it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, which love walk is a major pleasure, great pleasure, you know, in the heart of the Father. So, but we're not expected to do it on our own. All right. He enables us by his Spirit. And one of the things that he helps us to do is to understand that the love he's asking us to communicate is actually part of the love we have received. All right. We've received an abundance of love. We've received it. Remember 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1 that says, "Behold the manner of love the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Now that, you know, so I might talk about this in a lot more to the Sunday morning, you know, crowd or joint bunch, you know, audience. You know, we, the Sunday morning people. But, you know, you, the Wednesday night people, you are the ride or die, as it were. You are the, you know, whether convenient or not, you know, I'm going to be there. So allow me still take it, you know, on that notch with us. All right. They will catch up, you know, but together so that I can better yet still explain to a larger audience, you know, all of us, you know, the core dimensions of it. But that's what I'm already saying to us, which I would assume I've taught before, but it bears repetition again and again and again. You cannot give effectively a love that you have not received. You cannot communicate effectively a love that you have not received. So two things now. Number one is, in knowing how much God has loved me, I now know better how to communicate it. But sometimes, really, sometimes we could still just box it there. Well, I know he loves me and that's all I care about, you know, but that's not complete. All right. You can't just know he loves you and don't, you know, care whether you're communicating it. You know, there's a way you feel special. This is how I know God loves me. I know God feels this way about me, but you're not reciprocating it. But God would have us reciprocate it, you know, show it, express it to other people. That's what we'll find in Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be ye kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as." So the measurement for forgiveness is not the person came back to say sorry. Please understand this. This is God's word. The measurement of forgiveness is not, the measurement is, how did God forgive you? All right. God didn't forgive you when he came back to say sorry. All right. Now, when we came to confess Christ Jesus was when we now activated in us what he already had done. He had forgiven us. He just came and died. You know that. All right. So it's not, you know, imagine Jesus being killed and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Stephen being stoned, and then he said, do not lay it to their charge. You know, exhibiting the Christ-like love. Now, like I said, once again, it's high. All right? How can someone nail you and then say he doesn't know what he's doing? Is he blind? Can he not see? But there's a perspective from which the love of God will view the matter. There's a perspective from which the love of God will view the matter. And same thing Stephen did. I mean, is it that he's not seeing them hail stones in his direction, you know, and stone hitting his head, his neck, his chest, his wherever angle they might have been flinging those stones from? He's being battered and bruised. And he says, Father, don't lay this to their charge. I mean, forgive them. Forgive them. Now, but is love now blind? Love just turns a, you know, blind eye to things? No, you saw Jesus in action with the Pharisees, you right? With the Sadducees, you saw him in action in the temple, how he drove out people, you know, who sold doves and exchanged money. We saw him in action, but Bible said that action, it was the zeal of the Father that motivated him. So it still wasn't him, flesh, self. All right, it was purely motivated by love, like we have in our confession. All right, you know, regulated by the Spirit, motivated by the Word, or motivated by the Spirit, regulated by the Word. You know, you have him, and then 2 Corinthians, you know, 14 tells us that the love of Christ constraineth us. So the love has a way of pulling us or pushing us, holding us back or letting us loose. That's the power of God. So the standard of love is God. And you have to catch a revelation of this love that God has for us. Right, so let's look at Romans chapter 8. I know you know it, but we need to read that tonight to bless you. Then we bless all of us again on Sunday with this, all right? So Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans 8, 32. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. From verse 28. And we know, hallelujah, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. 25. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, he glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also, hallelujah, freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. So nobody can bring a charge against God's elect, because God justifies. Who is it then that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Can you imagine now? 33 is saying, who will bring any charge against you? God is the one who justifies. Who is the person who is supposed to condemn? It's Jesus. But the one who should condemn is now the one who is risen up for you, interceding for you. And don't forget, this same chapter began with no condemnation. All right? So that's what it's still dealing with. 35 now says, who shall separate us? Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or lockdown, or isolation, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? 36, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, hallelujah, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody saying hallelujah where you are? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature, oh, hallelujah, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is marvelous. Nothing, this is not you loving God, or nothing can take me away from loving God. No, nothing can stop God from loving you. Nothing, 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 nothing can separate you from the love of God. So because you understand that nothing separates him, you now have revelation of nothing separates you. Did you get that now? It starts with nothing separates him. He's always loving me. He's always loving me. Who lays a charge against me? Nobody. He's justified me. That's his love. He spared not his own Son, but gave him up for me. Who condemned me? It's Jesus, but he's the one who's resurrected and interceding for me. He loves me. He's committed to me. Come hell or high water, he's committed to me. And me understanding how much he loves me, I understand therefore how much I respond in love. Because my own love for him is actually a response of his love for me. Did you get that now? My own love for him. My own love for him. My own love for him is a response of his own love. His own love. His own love. His own love. Hallelujah. Did you get that, somebody? All right? He loves us. He's not condemning us. He's taking away our guilt and shame. He's taking away the pain. He's taking away. He's taking things away. I mean, and he's displayed for God so loved us. What else can I do but respond in love? All right? So let's go to First John chapter 4. All right? John is, you know, called the apostle of love. And I guess that's clear. All right? First John chapter 4. First John chapter 4. We'll pick it from verse 7. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another. This is one of those verses that have been turned into songs that just bless us to. So you learn the song, learn the verse. All right? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. See the description here. Love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Listen, guys, love is our emblem. Love is our logo. It's not the tongue. Say, shalabala beleke dudabalakada. Wonderful, all right? It's a sign that you follow them that believe. I do not contest that. You know I know that. But 1 Corinthians 13 now says, if you do all that and we cannot see the final logo, guy, you're making noise now. You're making noise. You're making noise. So we need to. And this is it, all right? We all try to define what love work is to us. But let's always come to God's word. You are not the definer, all right? Of, oh, well, that's how me understand my own love work. Well, maybe so. But keep exposing yourself, all of us, all right? And that's why I told us about the prayer in Philippians chapter 1. That our love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and judgment. Or knowledge and depth of insight. We need to come into a greater revelation of how this love fully operates, all right? And then Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 3 that we know the length, the breadth, the depth, the height, all right, of the love of God, all right? So back to 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God, all right? So our knowledge of God is seen, okay, in our love work also. How do you know a Christian, a Bible-carrying person, a singer in the choir, an usher in the church? You know, yeah, we know them by that, ideally, but standard love work. Love work. All right. You know, let me jump to John 13, and then we'll come here. John 13. You know what? Let's do it this way. So I'll go to Matthew, then we'll go to John, then come to 1 John. Would that be okay with you? We'll go to Matthew, then we'll go to John, now go to 1 John. All right. So we'll pick it first from Matthew 5. Matthew 5:43. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody's being blessed here tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 5:43. Listen to how Jesus puts it. You have heard it said. All right. You've heard it said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. All right. You shall love your neighbor rather. Hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them who curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. That you may be children of your Father which is in heaven, who makes the sun to rise on evil and on good, sends rain upon the just and the unjust. 46. For if you love them that love you, what reward do you have? Even the unbelievers do the same thing. Anybody getting this now? 47 now. If you greet your brethren only, then what are you doing that is more than others? Even the unbelievers do the same. 48 now. But be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. So perfection in context would be what? Love work. Are you getting that now? It's our emblem. It's our logo. Oh, and she's not greeting me. I'm not greeting her. If you say that around people that understand scripture, you're just telling us that you're refusing to act on the word of God. That's what it is. Is it easy? No. I've been there. Is it comfortable? No. I've had times so that I messed up on it. All right. You could greet whoever is not greeting you. Say hi. Doesn't remove anything from you. Must you always now go after the person? Hi, yo. I didn't say that. I'm only saying your parts meet. Say hello. It could even be the person's birthday. Send an SMS. Reply, no reply. Move on. All right. You move on. So I'll take 46, 47 again. If you love them that love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the publicans, the unbelievers, do the same? if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? What then do you do more than others? Even the unbelievers do the same. 48 therefore now says, be perfect, even as your heavenly Father, you know, is perfect. All right, so Matthew 22. Are you there? Matthew 22. So, Matthew 22:36. Master, which is the commandment that is great in the law? Which is a great commandment in the law? Which one? He's asking Jesus, all right? 37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love, don't forget the context here, which is the great commandment where? Yep, in the law. So Jesus is answering in context according to the law, all right? So, Master, which is a great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. All right. 39 now says, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. You should love your neighbor as yourself. All right. 40 now says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophet. So you could imagine our cutting rods in the house. That cutting rod. So you have that cutting rod, and then you can now hang your curtains. All right, you could hang the outer one, the whiter transparent. But you have that cutting rod. All right. So the Bible says that the first two commandments happen to be the rod on which you can now hang the other things. You now hang the law and the prophet. So we like the beauty of the curtains. I can split it aside. I can fold it. Whatever you can do with it, yes. But the curtains will drop to the ground if they are not hanging on the cutting rod. All right. So the first two commandments are the cutting rod. They hold up your curtain. All right. So they now got lost with trying to fulfill the rest of the commandments. They missed the first two, so they missed the core. So Jesus is saying the first is love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. First and great commandment. The next one is like it. It says, love your neighbor as yourself. Please note that. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. And someone wonders, I've not even finished loving myself. Do I have time to love anybody? Maybe Jesus knew that. So he said what he said in the book of John. So let's go to John 13. All right. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. I'm still loving myself. I'm not done. I can't even love anybody yet. You know, and I understand, like I said, God is not expecting us to carry out any of these commandments, all right, in ourselves by our flesh, all right? Oh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. So, John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Please note that. He intentionally said a new commandment. Because don't forget what we read in Matthew. There was the other commandment according to the law. So he just says, I'm giving you a new one now. Don't love your neighbor as yourself anymore. No. We have a new standard now. Love your one another the way me have loved you. Kai. All right. Anybody taking a deep breath? Anybody feeling hurt? Oh, Lord. Did you have to say that? He had to, because love is the emblem. Love drove him to the earth, if I would use the word drive. Love drove him to the cross, if you get what I'm saying. Love kept him there when those nails hit his hand. Love made him in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, not my will, but yours be done. It was love. He saw beyond his suffering. He saw into our time. He saw us resurrect with him. He saw the new creation. He saw us become sons together with him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To a new commandment, 34 again, I give to you, that you love one another the way me, I have loved you. So he's our standard now, not your friends that are advising you. All right, I remember, you know, story I told you guys about when I was in school, 100 level, and my roommate would do a whole lot of funny stuff. You know, he'll be home before me sometimes, he won't cook, do anything. I come back home late, then I start cooking, he's sleeping, then I finish cooking, then he gets up, goes to the pot, picks his food, eats. Doesn't even say hello, jumps back on the bed. I mean, those were really frustrating moments for me, sincerely. Right, and I remember asking some of my friends, and they were like, I will say it as it is. I'll tell him to his face. If I have to move out, move out. And 100 level, you know, he had paid for the room. were friends from secondary school, so I moved in. So the deal was 200 level. I now will pay for the room. So, is it that's why he's treating you like that? And then there was this, senior colleague, in the next room, who went 100 level. He was in maybe like, when ND1, he was in like HND1 or HND2, Brother Patrick. And I told Brother Patrick how I felt. Oh, dear Lord. You know when someone is advising and you don't want to hear? So yes, yeah, I've been there too. You don't want to hear. And I'm like, Brother Patrick said, Larry, patience. Hey, I didn't want to hear that. So you got to be patient. You have to be patient. You have to be patient. You have to be patient with him. You have to be patient. That's what's expected of you. And I'm glad I listened. Seriously, I'm glad I listened to my friends. I'm glad I listened to Brother Patrick. All right. I mean, 200 level towards the end. My friend gets born again. I think it was even IT. 200 level, he had this stayed at home. Was with his friends. Avoided me. When I come around to where his friends were, he would tell me, don't come and start preaching to my friends. Don't come and preach to them. Don't go and preach to them. Oh, but glory to God. Thank God for patience. Thank God. Really. But once again, I can't brag about it because it wasn't me. Hey, I'm the patient. No. I've over time now learned to be patient. All right, but hey, I still am growing in it. Still, all of us are growing in it. So went for IT anyway. I mean, he didn't like me around his friends. This guy's always preaching to my friends. Anyway. And then we came back, and my friend was born again, ended up becoming a campus fellowship pastor. Oh, dear Lord. And I tell people, this guy mentored me. And I went in there and mentored you. You were frustrating me, man. But thank God. Thank God. And he said, Larry, thank you for being patient with me. Imagine what I might have spoiled without knowing. And the truth, things I might really, over time, have spoiled without knowing. Things all of us might have spoiled without knowing. So let's go to first one and then round it up there. We're almost done tonight. But I believe you're being blessed. This is not me. This is not you. This is not us. It's God's word. All right. 1 John 4. The new standard of love. Is not so, you still find people saying, Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. Well, no, Bible didn't say that to you as a new creation anymore. Not you. Bible said that to them under the law, not to us. Jesus changed it before he left the earth. All right. So 1 John 4:7. All right. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth. I've missed it. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. That's my verse 8. Alright, well anyway, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Alright, I know someone is laughing at me or singing along. Alright, but I know I mixed up something there, but there's a song. Alright, so beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. So love walk shows that you know God. Alright, please see that there. It shows. They got me angry. I know they did get you angry. They've gotten me angry too, and we've all messed up before. But can we keep renewing our minds by the word, guys? Can we? Please, can we keep approaching God's word and let the word be your standard? It doesn't now mean you cannot talk. But you can't talk to everybody like, hey, Jesus attacked Pharisees. I'm going to attack. These guys are not Pharisees. All right? And don't forget, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So easily attack the person we can see, forgetting the unseen forces that are enjoying the strife we might be creating. All right, but we'll build that up. Talk for another day. So verse 8 says, he that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Wow. Anyway, we keep going. Verse 9, in this was manifested the love of God towards us, because God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. So it's a show of love. 10, herein is love. Watch this. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. You see that again, that Romans 8 again. All right, he loved us, so he demonstrated his love for us. All right, so he forgave our sins. He did not condemn us, he justified us. 11, beloved, if God so loved us, watch this, we ought also to love one another. Standard here is God. Standard is Christ. 12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us. And his love is perfected in us. 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit. 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. 16, and we have known, watch this, and believed the love that God has for us. You have to believe this. We're going to deal with this better later. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. So he's explaining the union of man and God in different ways, all right? By you believing in what Jesus has done for you, God lives in you, you live in him by his spirit. You find that in verse 13. Hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us because he has given us his spirit. So that's one base level. Now, not base like base, but I mean, it's clear. But he's now going deeper now in verse 16. And we have known and believed the love he has for us. Watch this. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. But already verse 13 say, God lives in me by his spirit. I know. But I'm saying if you now walk a lot more consciously in that love, you are activating the divine presence inside you more. Are you getting that now? You are? All right? You are? And we have known and believed, 16 again, the love that God has for us. God is love. He that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. He already lives in me by his spirit. Yes, but activate it more through the love work. 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Yes, we've come to the most popular verse in the whole chapter, I guess, apart from 1 John 4, 7 and 8. All right. As he is, so are we in this world. Hey, hallelujah. All right, so praise God. We know it, and then you need to know it in context, please. 18, there is no fear in love. Wow. But perfect love casts out fear. I said in one of the morning broadcasts, please, please, please follow the morning broadcast, all right? Sometimes I know your mornings can be funny, maybe the way you wake up or need something you need to do. Listen to it the same day as soon as you can, all right? I said, you know, sometimes you want to just, how do I say it now? I said, don't just bind the spirit of fear. Don't just cast fear out, all right? God hasn't given a spirit of fear, so he casts it out. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But then don't say, do that and leave the space empty. Fill the space up with faith. Faith is the opposite of fear. Love also casts out fear. So don't leave the place empty and keep casting out fear, casting out fear, casting out fear, casting out fear. All right? No. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. You know, that's why I keep saying that sometimes you like to pray. Understand the word. Understand the word. So that you will not have to spend time casting out things that by application of God's word, you deal with. Perfect love casts out fear. All right? So please understand. You see it very well here. There is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has a torment. Please look. Note the last verse. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. When you understand the kind of love that God has for you, your fear begins to diminish. All right. So the more you and I meditate on his love for us, it diminishes fear. Diminishes fear. Diminishes fear. He loves me. So I'm kept in him. I'm secure in him. He loves me. I'm his own. He's my own. He lives in me. I live in him. He loves me. You get that now? So we keep meditating on that. It casts out fear. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. You get that connection? So it's you relating more and more with the word. So verse 19 now, all right? We love him because he first loved us. Oh, glory to God. Could you for 20 seconds or 10, Father, thank you for loving us. 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 Thank you for loving us with all our different issues. Thank you for loving us. You love us. You love us. You love us. You love us. And then you poured your love. Your love. Not just love so that we can love others, but you poured love that we may know the kind of love you have for us. You poured it into us. Thank you for loving us. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 19 is classic. We love him because he first loved us. So if a man say, 20, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loved not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? All right? 21 says, and this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. So this is a biblical standard of love for the new creation. All right? It's a tall order, but God is not expecting you to handle it all by yourself. No, God is not expecting you to do it by yourself. He's not expecting you to deal with it by yourself. No. So this is us living by God. So I believe that this about 30 minutes of exhortation is helpful. I believe it's helpful. So on Sunday, we'll just flow the Holy Ghost and, you know, spread the tentacles of it. Invite your friends. Please invite your friends, your neighbors. Invite other church members you know that might not. It's Sunday morning. Right? Let's just be ready and beside our phones or tabs or laptops or whatever it is we might be using to listen to God's word. Sunday morning service. All right, Wednesday we could say I went to work and all that, but we're all at home right now. So you could say I'm working from home. You could still play the message while you were with your system doing whatever it is you were doing. So it's all about just giving time to this. I believe you were blessed. Share this now. Yes, service ends now, but share it. Let somebody know what beautiful thing God taught us here tonight. Let somebody know what beautiful word, you know, God communicated with us tonight. So please, all right, let's get together, all right, on Sunday. Just spread the news, spread the gist, and let's hang out together. Praise God. So it's wonderful, all right, to hang out. And don't forget, please spread love, spread hope, spread faith. Spread that this season. Oh, lockdown has extended, Spread faith, spread hope, spread love. I would love you to join me 7 a.m. tomorrow. Please, if you can make it live, I mean, you can. I know you can. All right, we're talking about the power of meditation. Please, let's hook up. It will help you this season. All right, and I believe also the lockdown is maybe also a bit of extra time for you to get yourself ready for the post-lockdown life. All right, get yourself a lot more ready. All right, so glory to God. Father, we thank you for this evening service. We appreciate you. We thank you for every heart connected live tonight. Thank you also for every heart that would listen to this teaching again. We thank you because your word is growing in us. Your word is taking root. Thank you because we're, you know, being rooted and grounded in this love by us renewing our minds again and again with the revelation of your word. Thank you because as we open our hearts to your word, we're being washed by the pure water. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We're growing in grace. We're growing in knowledge. And over time, we would wonder, are we the ones that have transformed like this? Are we the ones that have changed this much? Yes, it is a transformation that comes by your word. And we thank you. We thank you for your love for us. Oh, your mighty love for us. And I ask as we close tonight that our eyes of understanding are flooded with revelation of the love that you have for us. It's not a human kind of love. We're used to the human kinds of love. We're used to our families or friends disappointing us. And sometimes we've brought it to relating with you, thinking you might not always come through when we need you to. No, but that's not you. That's never been you. So I pray and ask tonight that our eyes of understanding will be flooded. Will be flooded even as we open our eyes to your love, to see your commitment to us, to see your unflinching, never-ending, never-faltering commitment to us. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you for a glorious rest of this week. What kept, we ask, all right? We ask in the name of Jesus, a full supply, a good supply of wisdom for everyone. Supply of provision for everyone. Thank you also because we're kept safely in all the areas we dwell. We're safe in your arms. You are our shield. So we're safe in you, kept by you. Thank you also because you're our shepherd, so we're provided for. Thank you because this season will come out better, stronger. This season, whether it might be famine or drought or lack, everywhere we will say we were shining as light and that our needs were met. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a beautiful evening.